Once upon a time, there was a boy called Peter. He lived with his grandfather in a house beside a green meadow. In the forest, nearby were all kinds of dangers. "You must never go out into the meadow alone," Peter warned his grandfather one day. "The hungry wolf might come out of the forest and eat you up." Peter was not afraid. One sunny morning, he opened the garden gate and went out into the meadow. A little bird sat high up in a tree. "Hello, Peter," chirped the little bird. "What are you doing here all alone?" "It's such a lovely morning," said Peter. "I'm going for a walk." Just then, a duck came waddling along webbed feet. She had followed Peter through the open gate and decided to take a swimming hint from nearby. Seeing the duck, the little bird flew down to the grass. "Why do you waddle like that?" he asked rudely. "Why don't you fly like me?" "Who needs to fly?" said the duck. "I can swim." And she shook out her feathers and dived into the pond. "Come on in," she called. "The water is lovely." "You must be joking," twittered the bird. "Little bird, I don't swim."
"Do you mean you can't swim?" said the duck scornfully. The little bird hopped up and down with rage. The duck swam round and round in the water. Peter stared for the long breath and watched the green bird out. Suddenly, Peter saw the long grass away in the water. A large striped cat was crawling towards the bird. The cat said to himself that he would be arguing, "You'll never see me," and he crept towards the bird on its velvet paws. "Look out," warned Peter quickly. The bird flew up into a tree. The duck quacked angrily at the cat in the middle of the pond. The cat stalked away in a huff. He sat down in the grass and began to wash. "See if I care," he thought. "I'll get that bird next time." Just then, grandfather came out of the house. When he saw Peter in the meadow, he was very angry. "What if the wolf came out of the forest?" grandfather asked. "What would you do then?" Peter didn't answer. He was sorry. He disobeyed grandfather, but really didn't see what all the fuss was about. Grandfather marched Peter back into the garden and locked the gate. No sooner had Peter gone from the meadow than the big hungry wolf came out of the forest. Quick as a flash, the bird flew to the very top of the tree. The cat scrambled up the tree as well. The duck was so frightened that he jumped right out of the pond. The wolf saw the duck and ran after her. She ran as fast as she could, but the wolf ran faster and soon caught her. With one gulp, he gobbled her up. The cat and the little bird sat on the high branch together. The wolf walked round and round the tree, looking at them with greedy eyes. As Peter watched from behind the gate, he had a very good idea. He knew how to save the cat and the bird. First he found a long rope, then he climbed to the garden wall. When he was sitting safely on top, he began to make a loop in the door. Peter called out to the boy, "Lie down and circle round the wolf's head, but don't let him catch you." The little boy went round and round, almost touching the wolf's head. The wolf snapped angrily at the bird, and before long he felt quite dizzy. abruptly finished making the loop in the rope. He let it down carefully, caught the wolf by the tail, and then pulled with all his strength. The wolf began to jump about wildly, trying to get away. Clever Peter had tied the other end of the rope to the tree. The more the wolf jumped, the tighter the rope became. The wolf simply could not escape. All at once, some hunters who had been following the wolf's trail came out of the forest. They raised their guns, ready to fire. "Don't shoot," shouted Peter. "The bird and I have caught the wolf. We will take him to the zoo." The hunters looked up at Peter sitting on the wall and at the wolf caught fast in the end of the rope. How surprised they were. That afternoon, Peter led a trumpet cushion to the zoo. After Peter came leading the wolf, Grandfather followed with the cat, and the little bird flew ahead. As for the duck, he quacked and quacked inside the wolf. "Don't worry," Peter told her. "I'm sure the zookeepers will get the situation," and they did.